Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Sports fans all around the world and the nation, you are now tuned into the most dangerous show on the planet. This is The Shakedown. This is our Sunday edition, game day edition of the show. And I am your host, E the Chosen One from the Bronx. And y'all know what time it is. Happy game day to everybody. Happy Sunday. I know my fantasy heads is out there going crazy right now, checking in on their scores, seeing what's up. I know I am. So we don't have anybody on the line right now. But when everybody calls in, y'all know what it is. And nobody waits. Everybody just gets in. Pause. But y'all know what time it is already. So, man, so far, NFL Sunday's looking a little bit, you know, some performances that I'm seeing so far out on the field, not too impressed with, but it's early. You know, we'll wait to some games, you know what I mean, pick up or whatever the case may be. But the one that I'm actually watching right now is that New York Jets-Carolina Panthers game. Game is not the worst, but Zach Wilson is looking like a rookie, but I don't think that that's something that's going to last. But on the other side of the ball, which is Sam Darnold playing against his old team, looks like we was all right on this phone, fellas. Not saying that Sam Darnold was the most BUM in the world, but if he has some weapons, if he has some help, he'd look like a professional NFL quarterback who can actually win some games. And he looks 10 times better than he did just in this one game than he's ever looked in a Jet uniform. Let's get that out there. Of course, he got the great Christian McCaffrey, you know, in the backfield helping him out. But he also has those wide receivers on the outside and DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. So he's looking like a thing, if that's what we, you know, that's how we say it. He's looking like a thing. Kyler Murray's looking like Kyler Murray. Russell Wilson's looking like Russell Wilson. Ben Roethlisberger's looking like what he should have been looking like, a raping bum. Can't stand that dude, even though I got him on fantasy. That's looking crazy. Tyrod Taylor is looking decent out there in Houston. Justin Herbert acting exactly how he did before he left off the season. So it's some great games going out there. I hope you guys are enjoying all the action because I most definitely am. Joe Burrow's looking decent, and Jimmy Garoppolo, punk ass, is out here looking semi. Can't stand him either. My son Josh Allen looking good, you know, first game, he's not going crazy or going off. He's looking composed. Some of the running backs I know you guys got in fantasy, he's feeling good about. Some of you guys probably didn't start some of the guys that are looking pretty decent. Outside of that, you know, it's game day Sunday. And we do got our first caller on the line. And I don't have to give this man no introduction, although I will. But y'all know what time it is. This is my brother, my guy, Black Freeze from ATL, shorty. Meet me on the south side. What's up, baby?
You. What's good, baby? Peace to the gods. Peace to the earth. What's the goodie?
It ain't nothing, brother. It ain't nothing, bro. Just entertaining these people with my blessed voice over the airwaves on a Sunday, giving them some things that they should have had on a Friday. But you know what? Today's a great day to be, you know, in my neighborhood. Would you mind? Would you be mine? You know? So we good, baby. It's football Sunday. I'm over here watching Jets and Carolina do their thing. I'm looking at Sam Darnold handle his business. You know? We had a great season opener. I don't think any games could have possibly been better or I've ever seen a greater season opener than the one I've seen with Tampa Bay and the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, brother, let me know what's on your mind. Talk to me about what game you're actually watching, you're interested in, how you feel about your fantasy, because you know that's what you're all checking.
I'm watching the Red Zone, so I'm missing, you know, assortment of everything, so it's not really concentrated. But, yo, shout out to my cousin, man, Scraps, Cecil, man, out there at the Carolina game.
Okay.
He's broadcasting live on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, him and my man's son. But, shout out to Mon O'Donnell, man. He's looking good out there. You know what I mean? Chick said he's
right.
Ready, coming for revenge, looking good. Joe Burrow, you know, looking really, really good, man. Your son Chase out there, you know, the connection.
Yeah, son.
Then we saw a little connection with Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts, the other son. So children, you know, they're doing their things. They're waiting for the Giants, you know what I'm saying, an hour or so to, you know, to get up here and hopefully not look stiff. Come out here looking like Pittsburgh and then, but
right.
I like the way everybody's looking and the way they're coming out, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the first week, so you don't really never know. But people out here performing, man, these defenses are pretty stout. The running backs are doing pretty decent, but they're not really, you know, coming off like that.
Yeah, they're not really, yeah, running backs ain't really rocking like that, man. It's these receivers and these quarterbacks and these wide, and these tight ends, pause. You feel me? They coming around.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What the one thing I definitely want to say is I don't think any of us were wrong when we said Mono's going to be a totally different dude when he gets with the Carolina Panthers due to the talent that's around him, due to the teammates that he's going to have. And, of course, we all know having a spectacular, healthy Christian McCaffrey was going to be his upgrade big time. So we're getting the chance to see, literally with Zach Wilson, who they feel is better than Sam Darnold, actually looked like and how Sam Darnold used to feel. Zach Wilson right now looks like Sam Darnold. He looks exactly like Sam Darnold. Not a good defense all around, some good defensive pieces, some good wide receiver weapons, a pretty decent offensive line, but not enough to play against a team that's on another level. And that's what he faced a lot of times in his division. He faced the Miami Dolphins, which improved. He faced the Buffalo Bills the last 2 years, which drastically improved. And, of course, playing against Tom Brady and the Patriots before he left last season, he had to face that for 2 years. So 6 games in his division, he was already possibly going to lose due to superior teams as a rookie and a second-year player and a third year. But now it looks like he's comfortable. He's comfortable with the teammates around him. He has the great DJ Moore on one side, the great Robbie Anderson, also Christian McCaffrey in the backfield, a defense that's looking like they're ready to hunt on a regular basis, an offensive line that's keeping him upright. He just has to let his play upgrade and help that team the way they need to. And they got some additional pieces, you know, so looking good over there, but the Jets look like the Jets. Anything you want to say about that? I'll go through each game, you know, from what I've been watching.
Yeah, it looks like Zach is having that rookie woe, you know what I'm saying, real early. You know what I'm saying? The butterflies kind of deal, so they've seen him, you know, throwing short, you know, he looked like frustrated at this point.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that goes. Oh, Ben Roethlisberger, they opened him up. But, I mean, you know, that one right there, I was definitely wrong on that one. I thought he was going to come out the gun with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, throw a couple to Corey Davis. But I don't know what happened since then because they haven't been flashing for him if there's no opportunity to get in the red zone. I don't see it. So, but yeah. Oh, damn. San Francisco buffing that ass.
Yeah, I just switched over to, I just switched over to the Atlanta game looking to see what's going on. You know, in that situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same with that now here. You know? Philly.
Yeah.
I'm not a Philly fan. I just, for some reason, brother, you know me. My hatred for them runs deep. I think the whole world knows that by now. All the fans know that, and all my friends know that. And I think the city of Philadelphia knows how I feel about them. But my son is Jalen Hurts. I hate the fact that he had to go there. And also my sneak nephew on the up high is Kyle Pitts. So Kyle Pitts, excuse me. And we all know Calvin Ridley is the boy where you been. So, you know, I'm over here taking a sneak peek. See how I did all of that? I went the long way just saying I'm watching the game because I don't want to admit that I'm looking at Philadelphia.
Not fair,
you know. And you know your son is over there, which I got on my fantasy, which is doing pretty decent today. You know, I would like for him to do a little bit better, but yeah, he's doing pretty decent. You know, me and you was in a close battle. I don't think a couple of players on my squad, because I got the late games, so You got me by about 20 points. Me and LRP is in a deadlock right now. Only beating on shakes because this quarterback ain't playing Lamar. And we know how that goes, how those swings happen. That's it. But, man, I'm just fun. You know, it's a fun, exciting time to compete against my brothers right out the gate. And speaking of Kyle Pitts on cue, just caught like an 11-yard pass from Matt Ryan. Was it 11 or 9? Because I know he slid his body after pulls. Okay, yeah, 9.
As far as fantasy, a lot of bad coaching on my behalf. I didn't make any of it.
Yeah.
Other than that, man, yeah, some pretty good fantasy, man. Shout out to J Rob, LRP, they're whooping me down. So good. I'm better than that ass.com. People from my ass.
Yeah, on my behalf, the only bad move that I made was the Antonio Brown move. Like, no other moves really cost me like that. No. I benched him because I had Mike Evans. I benched him for Mike Evans, but I don't know what was up with that. He just wasn't featured that game, you know. And I can tell what Tampa Bay is going to be doing this season. They're going to be featuring certain, you know, wide receivers versus whatever matchups they have. Brady is going to eat off matchups, and trust me, he ate off that Antonio Brown matchup. Whoever that cornerback was. Yo, he has definitely got a lot of game film on himself to see what he did wrong. And it's called everything. Because Antonio Brown was tearing him up.
What the fuck was he doing? Oh, my God. Yo, Zach Edwards out there. I don't know what he's doing with Edwards. I mean, Wilson. He out there bugging. Boy, running around in a circle. Man, what are you doing? Throw the ball, man.
You know LRP gonna hear about it, so I'm gonna let y'all give him that jazz whenever, you know what I mean? Did anybody put in Twitter that we on? Anybody? Because I didn't get a chance to promote. I got up a little late today. You know, some things been going on in the private life.
I just still have to look up.
Oh, okay.
I know you was on.
Yeah, you know, I just happened to do some things, so let me just put in the chat real quick. That we live like 95, so the fellas can know. Yeah, we back, Black. So, yo, man, I got your look. I got one of my, you know, all you brothers are my favorites. You know what I mean? So I got one of my favorite offensive line guys on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Black is the... When I say an offensive line guy, like, we all have our, you know, positions paused on the field. And don't get me wrong, I'm an offensive line guy because I know the game of football. But we, some of us, concentrate on certain areas a little bit more. Everybody knows me. I'm in the skill position, my running backs, wide receivers, cornerbacks. Like, you know, that's my thing. And defense, of course, I'm a diehard linebacker, defensive line guy. Edge rusher, you know what I mean? But you are an offensive line guy. So, really quick, before anybody else comes on, Black, I want to hear, are you confident today in our offensive line? Because about in an hour, brother, we're going to see exactly what we are. So how are you feeling right this very minute? A little bit better?
I'm not confident. Well,
uh-oh.
Right now. I'm not confident in them right now because I don't know what the hell. You know what I mean? But hopefully I will gain confidence during the game as they loosen up because I know they're probably going to start tight. And, you know, just to see the whole, the new and who starts and all the rest of it, I'm not sure. Do you have the official starters? Or?
I can try to pull that up. I can try to pull that up. Well, I can tell you who's starting. I definitely believe, I think they're trying to throw Lemieux in there. So if they're trying to throw Lemieux in there, I mean, it's an easy guess with Thomas, Lemieux, Gates, Hernandez, and Solder, you know, if that's what's going to be the case. But let's make sure let's see what's going on with that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Chris Covington. Can't front, looking back at that Tampa Bay and Dallas game, man, Dallas is coming, they were scoring. Boy, they wasn't playing around. You know what I mean? Like, they put up 29 points on a good defense, right?
Yeah, but you know what's so crazy? 5 turnovers. I expected a little bit more. I expected more.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good more off that many turnovers. But I will never take away the fact, you know what I mean? I will never take away the fact that Dak Prescott looked a lot better than I thought he would. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Looked a lot better than I thought he would. Let's keep that real. I give that man his flowers. You know what I'm saying? He played a great game. He made some spectacular throws, and he looked healthy. He looked strong, and we're going to have to come at him if we're going to want to win a game against the Cowboys. Now, the one thing that I do want to say, and I want you to add to this too as well and answer this question. Somebody may think I'm bugging. I believe we have a better secondary than the Tampa Bay Bucs. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
As far as man-to-man coverage, press coverage, and zone coverage, I think
you
have a way better. Robin?
Oh, my God. Kyler Murray just threw a bomb. Who was that? Christian Kirk. That was on the 26 yards? Yo. He threw that
because
shit in
the
air.
He's so small. It looked like, it says he's so small, it looked like the ball be traveling. You know what I mean?
Threw that shit on the rope, though.
Okay. I don't need him to be doing that, though. I need him to throw more interceptions.
That's why LLP busting my ass right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to entertain that. Jalen Hurts, the young boy, is 21 of 28, 181 yards, 2 touchdowns, no intos.
Impressive.
Impressive. Yeah. So, I know that the pass threw you off. So the question is, do you feel we have a better secondary than the Tampa Bay Bucs?
I think we do.
Okay.
I think we got a better secondary.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it like this. I'm not going to go over all the names and waste time, but I do believe our guys, when it comes to one-on-one coverage, is better than the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Mm-hmm. I can agree.
You know? Yeah, and I think that, and from what I've seen, and I don't know why, I don't know what was going on that day, right? I don't know what was going on that day. But Todd Bowles was making huge mistakes, and I don't understand why. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why. He kept playing man-to-man coverage and allowing them to get into the zones. CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Gallup are 3 great receivers when it comes to trying to play zone coverage on them. Man coverage on them. And if you allow them to get past each man and zigzag and cross route like that, they're going to tear you up and chew you and spit you out and eat you alive, man. And I just couldn't believe that they allowed that. I just couldn't believe that. I'm like, yo, why is Todd Bowles playing man-to-man, but he keeps blitzing? And every single time picks it up. Of course, with that offensive line, they're going to give him the time, even though they may be missing a couple of pieces. They gave that boy time on Thursday, and everybody saw that.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't run block for shit. But that pass blocking, that boy got off 56 bullets. You feel me?
Hey,
so I'm saying to myself, why is Todd Bowles continuously playing blitzing this kid when all he has to do is get into his own scheme and at least plug up some of these gaps and holes that he's allowing these receivers to run free him? He called a horrible game to me. It's just that Tom Brady is that great on offense, with a minute and 25 and one timeout that he could go down the field like that and make it happen. And I knew they was going to win once they gave him that time. It's just that simple when it comes to Tom Brady. But, you know, the Bucs look like they're ready to go back, bro. They don't look like they lost a step whatsoever. They look like they just ready to go back.
Yeah. That's crazy how they built. When the Super Bowl don't lose nobody. Oh. The Eagles going off, boy. Sounds over there going off and running back. Terrible.
Yeah, your man that I thought we had, right? The Gainwell kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just got into the end zone, man. After Miles Sanders did all that work, they let Gainwell go to the goal line, man.
Mm-hmm.
I needed him to get into the end zone, and that's the thing about fantasy that I'm learning, man. Like, your running back can go off, but they'll put somebody down there at the goal line, and you'd be like, oh, man, come on.
You want them to score, though. They can get all them yards.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I hope he get one before the game is over.
Well, Mike Williams is a bum, son. I saw him drop, like, two prime joints. I was like, ooh. What's up with you? Better not let Honey come in here and win. There you go. I know the guy. Ooh. Oh, he fumbled? Oh, Lord.
Who?
Keenan Allen.
Who?
Keenan Allen.
Oh, okay. The Eagles is putting it on Atlanta.
He put the ball in the wrong hand. Come on, boy. Yeah, man. About an hour.
Yep, exactly to the hour. 1 hour to the exact, brother. 60 minutes. Dougie Fresh, 60 minutes. Hope Shakes and LRP and them can join us, but if not, we just going to have to do our thing.
My son caught that. Reject to the third. Oh, my God. Ah.
Is it Intel?
Yeah, he caught it in the end zone on Herbert.
Yo, the 49ers is running the best score, boy.
It's the Cardinals. They just intercepted Tannehill. And they locking down Henry, too. They locked Henry down.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's going on with that today? It must be they got Derrick Henry on lit out. Whenever they lose like that, Derrick Henry got to be on lock.
Mm-hmm. Let it out. Talking about my fantasy, D. Pause, man. What's going on with you, man? Talking about my fantasy. But yeah, this first week, I didn't figure I was going to win a bunch of games, but we figured out what's what. We figured out what's what. Okay. Man, Zach Wilson looking like a bum figure out here, boy. Go ahead. Get it, son. Let me see if I can pull up the... You got the injury report?
You?
Hmm?
You?
Did you have it?
Oh, I can look up. Oh, the injury report or the injury report or the depth chart.
Oh, injury report and who's starting?
Yeah, I'll look that up right now.
I got the injury report here, so it looks like only person that's out is Evan Ingram, of course. Did not practice. Did a pass. They got Saquon listed as questionable, but he's a go. They got Adoree Jackson listed as questionable, but he's a go. Nobody's out on Denver. They are all a go.
Well, you know what? I believe we can win games without Evan Engram, and that's just as real as it could get. And I don't think anybody panicking because he's not – right. That's the thing. I don't think anybody's panicking
because
he's not
playing. I didn't play because these guys are actually blocking and sneaking off the line and doing things
right.
Like that. So, and he probably get better tight end play, and these guys can block better. You know what I mean? So,
should have been put that man as a wide receiver in this name. All right, so here's the Kyle Rudolph. I think Kyle Rudolph is going to help us tremendously. I think be good. So I had it right. Shane Lemieux was out there today. Crazy.
Oh, shitty. Oh, yeah, that is crazy.
Oh,
my God. The Tyrod out there putting on the show, too, by the way.
I know, bro. I know. Yeah. And you know why? Because he's somewhere where the color of his skin is accepted and loved by that. He's in the city, in a place where the coaches and the color of his skin is accepted and loved that, man. He was in two places.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Cleveland.
I think those coaching staff represent those veterans, man. They got, look at them, all them veteran running backs they got. All of them got touchdowns.
Yeah.
All of them.
Exactly.
Ingram, my son David Johnson, Lindley, my other son, Lindsey, excuse me. And, yo, son, I like what he's doing. Tyrod looked good, man. He out there looking like, what's that boy name that's touching all of the masseuse? Deshaun Watson. Oh, shit. Yo, looking good today, man. I think I was right, except the Jets. The Eagles game. Yeah, that's true right there.
So, yo, that's the starting lineup, bro. DJ, Saquon, Galladay, Sterling Shepard, Saquon Barkley, the five that we mentioned. You know what I'm saying? And
crazy, man.
And Elijah Penny is a starting fullback, bro. We going with a fullback starting today too, which is good, which is a good thing because we actually trying to run the ball and give Saquon as much blocking as we can.
Yeah. Looking good, though. Looking good, man. Looking good. Everybody starting off good. Ooh. Oh, he fumbled? Oh, he fumbled. All right. Watch the fumble the ball. Gibson. Chargers get it back. All right, Gibson. We appreciate it. Yeah, no, it's okay, man. Memphis boys. Part of the Memphis crew. Look at Eli Apple out there getting victimized. Eli Apple being victimized.
How's this boy still in the league, man? I didn't want to say it, but I got no choice. How's this boy still in the league, man?
Oh, shit. That was a good test, man. What's up, man? Johnson.
Your boy is starting,
yeah,
bro. You heard? Your son, Austin Johnson, he's starting tonight.
Get the fuck out of here. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Bro, they got him starting over Danny Shelton. Austin Johnson is starting. He's the nose tackle, the three technique. Check it out. Dexter Lawrence, Austin Johnson, Leonard Williams, Lorenzo Carter, Tay Crowder is starting. Blake Martinez, Shane Ximenez is starting. James Bradbury, Jarrell Peppers, Logan Ryan, Adoree Jackson. That's crazy. Xavier McKinney's not even starting.
There you go, Zach Wilson. There you go. There you go, son. All right, settle down. Settle down. You're all right. Oh, Mekhi Becton. Oh, he got hurt. Yeah, now we're going to be good, son. We're going to be good. That my son hurt. Look at his big ass on the card. Oh, Lord. One of my children out here.
A lot of I told you so is going on from me around here.
Yeah, I can't front. You starting off with the I told you so Sunday.
A lot of I told you so's are starting out around here. I need y'all to start listening to me sometimes.
I'm still not listening to you,
to
man. Nobody don't care about that.
That's all
today.
I need y'all to do. I just need y'all to listen. Don't dispute it. If it sounds like it's crazy, don't worry. It's not.
Well, you said we're going to win.
Because
I
told you so,
see.
I told you so, I told you so, I told you so, and I told you so.
Shit. All of the kids finally settling down, though. All of them finally settling down. They started off nervous. They all finally calming down. Trevor Lawrence, everybody just simmering down. Zach Wilson, simmer down.
Yeah, because Zach Wilson was looking like some doo-doo.
What's up? We got Montana Manon with a herb. What's up, Brose?
What it do, man?
Why you so late, man?
Man, cuz, man, grandmas and all that. Y'all know
Stay left. We already know what time it is.
Yeah.
Whenever it come to grandma love, come above.
But yeah, but you know how I am. I'm like, look, man, y'all better get it all out now. Because once it hit 4 o'clock, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Shut down.
No. What's happening? As long as the house ain't burning down, I ain't going nowhere.
Right. And what's I told y'all about this Fitzpatrick bull crap. I'm watching the Charger game now, man. Herbert is amazing.
Yo, your boy Mike Williams is a bum.
Damn, Jamar Chase.
I've been watching. He was dropping.
What? That's right. Yeah, I know what time it is with my son. That's why I wanted him.
Yo, you see your boy Chase.
Yeah, I see my son. I'm watching.
See my son.
That's why I wanted it.
Could have got him a fantasy, man.
Yeah, though. Every year.
You got Lockett? Black?
Come on, man. You know we damn near scouted that
boy. I know. I think that's when we first had the shakedown shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's him and Philip Dorsett and all them.
Yeah.
Where is that? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's go.
We're going to watch.
Fucking know what? Heineken's ain't going to beat us. Fucking
yo, they're going to sign Cam Newton before the week over. Riverboat Ron going to have to swallow his pride. They're going to sign Cam Newton, bro.
Oh, my God. Please, no.
They're going to, yo, come on. What would you do, Shake? Let's be real. Let's talk about the realness on this game day Sunday. What would you do, Shake?
Oh, and listen, and that's what I was trying to tell y'all the whole season that, Washington defense is amazing, but I don't trust no damn fish magic. You know what I'm saying? I don't trust it. So they not going nowhere because of no damn fish magic.
But
now,
about that. It was. I think it was either.
Matter of fact, Dan Seaman was going with fish
magic. It wasn't us. Yeah, I was never in life. I would never in life pick Fitzpatrick over nothing in my life. He ain't never been on a fantasy, nothing. Nothing. Ever.
Yo, Kyler Murray is putting on the clinic.
Which one? Yeah, you watching Arizona, Tennessee?
No, I'm watching the Red Zone.
Oh, you watching Red Zone. What's the score with Arizona, Tennessee? I know Arizona's fucking them up at first.
38-13 or something.
But that's not been faithful. Okay, cool. I was about to get mad because I definitely bench Claypool.
Yeah,
I'm kicking
somebody else
out. Look at Jared Patterson. Where LIP at?
Smiling somewhere in his living room or wherever he at.
Mm-hmm.
So did you hear who's starting on the defense today, Shakes, or no?
No, I don't know what we're doing.
All right. So, listen, it's Dexter Lawrence, Austin Johnson, Leonard Williams, Lorenzo Carter, Tay Crowder, Blake Martinez, X-Man, Bradbury, Peppers, Ryan, and Jackson. So McKinney is not even starting today. Danny Shelton is not starting today. Carter Coughlin nor Reggie Ragland. So they trust in my son, Tay Crowder, somebody's son in X-Men, my son in Lorenzo, your son in Williams, Friday's son in Johnson, pause, Austin Johnson, rather. And start the car, Lawrence. Balake, my son, and Bradbury, Jabril, Logan, and Adoree. I like that. I like that a lot. And what was your thoughts on opening with the opening game day, the NFL debut with Tampa Bay and the Cowboys? What was your thoughts on that game?
Just what I said. Just what I thought it was going to be. I came on these airways like, yo, everybody is going to, the Bucks is about to wild them out. But, yeah, you weren't listening? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I wasn't listening. But I didn't think that it was going to be a bomb burner. Dak Prescott was going to come out looking like that, and the Tampa Bay Bucks was going to turn the ball over 5 times. I did not see that coming out.
I ain't know about that. But I was like, yo, these boys are going to play them, bro. Like, they're going to play them. I just hope that they lose. But they're going to play them, bro. Y'all keep thinking that shit going to be like a cakewalk, though. It's not going to be no cakewalk.
And you know what's crazy? It would have been cakewalk-ish. I'm not saying they would have killed them, destroyed. But I'm saying with the whole, you know, my son played himself on something for real. You had the 2-yard line doing that. That was crazy. To fumble like that on a 2-yard line? I gave kudos to Dak Prescott. Y'all already know I feel he's a top 10, top 5 quarterback. I said that. You wasn't feeling me, pause, on that when I said that a couple of years ago. I said the kid has emerged, giving him the respect that he deserves. But, yo, I want to talk about something that I know you want to talk about. I already asked Freezy. I feel we have a better secondary than the Tampa Bay Bucks. Do you agree with me or no?
Okay.
No, I'm asking. You agree with me or no?
Yeah, why not? I think we the best, probably one of the best in the league.
Okay, so I don't think CeeDee Lamb and them is going to come off like that, like how they did. All three of them wide receivers came off until Michael Gallup, I think, he caught a little small injury or something like that. But I don't think all three of them dudes is going to rock like that when we played them. And Ty Bowles, it was bad coaching on his end because he's out here blitzing when them boys are still blocking for him in pass protection and Prescott was tearing them apart because they was just getting in seams, dragging rub routes, and go routes on them all day while he blitzing, acting like Prescott don't got the arm to get that thing off and shoot 56 bullets. You know what I mean? The dude lost. Yo, the dude lost, but I mean, damn, 50. I ain't never seen him throw 56 times. They abandoned the run totally. against Tampa Bay.
I mean, he was doing something like that last year, though, with that shit. When you look at his numbers, bro.
Yeah.
This was like 40, 50 fucking passes a game last year.
He was a strong MVP candidate in the first half of the season before the injury.
That motherfucker had, he was leading the league in passing by far.
By far.
By far. By 800, 900 yards.
Right. He had somebody by a grand at some point because he played first that game on a Sunday. So he had him by a grand.
He had a lot of people. I'm saying the next man up was like 800, 900 away from him. He had a lot of people 1,000 away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A
lot
of quarterbacks 1,000 away.
I ain't going to lie, though. I was a little afraid when I saw them take the lead on the field goal. I was a little afraid, but then I realized, hold on. You don't come into my house and stay scared business, you hear me? I got 7 championships.
Right.
I'm the greatest ever do it. And they left too much time on the clock. You see what me dealing with?
So I said, too. That. I'm like, man,
too much time,
bro.
Come on, bro. Talk on. You got the floor.
Yeah.
And that's the shit.
No, that's
and you know what?
No,
in
no,
my
no,
mind.
I said that shit when it was going down.
Can I channel my inner shakes right now? Mm-hmm. Can I just do that? Because I know exactly what you said. When you saw 125 125th Street and one timeout and Tom Brady with the ball. See, this is what I'm saying. Can we get that? Can we? And I don't know if you wanted to call it a Montana at that point because you ain't got to. But can we get a Tampa Bay? Can we get a Tampa Bay? I know you said that. I know you said that, bro. This the shit I want to see Daniel Jones do.
I mean, I don't know if he's that quarterback, though.
We know.
I just don't think that's him. You know what I mean? I don't think he got it in him. But, yo, in my championship league, bro, I got Joey Bosa and TJ Watt going the fuck off, though.
Hmm.
Going off. Yo, Herbert is the man, yo. He threw a pick, though. Motherfucker. But, yeah. Man, listen. That game, it went exactly how I thought it would go. How I hoped it would go. And
God damn, Chandler Jones with another one?
He got another, what? How many sacks he got? Like, why y'all keep talking?
He got four.
And you know what's so... Damn, you know what's so crazy? I had an opportunity to pick him up in one of my Yahoo leagues.
And
I told
on the bench. Oh my lord.
Oh my god. I think I chose TJ Watt. No, not TJ Watt. Nick Bosa.
This man is already at half of a 10 sack in the first game. The fuck is going on, man?
Yeah,
he's lucky, man. You're on the bench. Shout out to LRP because he actually started and busted my ass with him. You're lucky, J-Rock. You're lucky, man. Yeah.
That's so crazy, y'all, because I really did see this man. It was like, Chandler Jones or Nick Bosa.
Get him. I got him.
All right, now I'm going to go with Nick Bosa. I'm going to go with my son, Simon. Man, Philip Lindsay and Brandon Cooks is killing nowhere.
I know. What the fuck? Good defense.
Okay, Corey Davis, Ford. Okay, good. Corey Davis scored a touchdown.
Who are you playing, Chase? In the championship league.
In the championship?
Mm-hmm.
In the championship, we don't face an E. He whipping my ass right now, though.
Because of no quarterback play yet. You know how that go, bro. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I have bust plenty of asses, Pauls. Seeing the dude was up 120 to my little 48. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I'm kind of out of this. And my quarterback didn't win there and handle 71 points out this bitch. You understand me? Put the 5G in the
motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Then came through there and brought the 5G in the internet. Don't play with me. I'm here now.
Miles Sanders went off for you, though.
Yeah, you can. Let's go, Keenan Allen. Let's go.
I'm hoping Russ could finish strong. And thank you for leaving Kyler Murray on the bench, LRP. What do you leave him on the bench?
But he started Lamar Jackson. So you know it's pick your poison with him, just like with me. I could have started my homie or Josh Allen. You know how that go with me.
You're making all types of rookie mistakes over there.
Who? LRP? Yo, you would never think Greg Olsen was a tight end, bro, the way that he looked. You would think he was a quarterback.
All right, Mike. Oh, no, that's what was that, Fred? Who was that boy?
Arizona fucking them up.
Yeah, bad, man.
Kyler Murray got 4 touchdowns?
Yes.
6? 5.
Yep.
He got 5. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my God. But thank you, LRP.
Yeah, Herbert. First down.
Yo.
That's what I'm talking about, Herbert.
Let me say this, because I have to. The Eagles came in here and beat Atlanta up. They beat them up, bro. Like, it's not even – I got to turn from this. This thing ain't right. It ain't right, all right? It ain't right.
DK Metcalf for it.
All right. Yo, we got the mighty the Rockets in the building. What's going on, baby? Happy Sunday.
What's good? What's good?
Nothing, man. We just watching these games, getting crazy, bro. First off,
Matt Allen, Matt Ryan, bro.
Yo, they are. Thank you,
Ryan. Matt Ryan done.
What?
Yo, Matt Ryan doodle.
Got six bodies. They got Matt
Ryan intentional grounding. I seen Smitty scored his first touchdown.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
Yeah, let's talk about my son, though. I don't care about him. How you interrupt like that because you're a hater?
Mm-hmm. You got to be like that.
So my son is
Hold up, Adam Thielen got 2 touchdowns? Thank you, Black.
What happened?
Mike Williams, boy. Mike Williams.
Yeah,
he's a man. Finally, he's been killing all day.
That boy's been dropping all day. I've been watching.
Mike Williams?
Did Corey Davis get into the end zone?
Mike. Yeah, Corey Davis scored. You talking about Mike Williams? Boy, Mike Williams been killing all game, boy. Watch this game, boy.
Oh, my God. Yo, Matt Ryan is going to die. Yo, Matt Ryan is going to die, bro. He's going to die.
That's another sack.
He's going to die, fam. I'm telling y'all, Matt Ryan is going to die.
So they're trying to kill Matty Ice?
Yo, man. For real, Black. Somebody could die, Black. Yo, he's going to die, bro.
Let's go. Let's go.
The Eagles are treating Matt Ryan how... Well, Hassan Riddick was on the Cardinals last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The Eagles are treating Matt Ryan exactly how the Cardinals treated Daniel Jones last season. They are beating him up, man. It's not even funny.
Getting the treatment out, y'all.
Yes, they is. Yes, they is.
Getting the treatment.
And Jalen Hurts, oh my goodness! Now he comfortable.
So why is everybody beating me up in fantasy right now, bro?
Because your quarterback's probably.
But my boys is coming off though. Yeah, it is. It is. My boys is coming off though, bro. Oh my gosh, son! My man Nick Bosa went off. He didn't go off like Chandler Jones, though, but he went off.
Oh, that's
hey, yo, J-Rock. It was on a motherfucking, it was on a Yahoo, J-Rock. And I needed a defensive end. No, a defensive lineman. One of the motherfuckers. Anyway, right? So, it was out of Nick Bosa. Or Chandler Jones. And I chose Bosa, bro. Now this nigga fucking Chandler Jones got 5 sacks out this bitch. Like,
that dude got like 50 points, yo.
Crazy. Crazy.
See, I didn't want to say nothing. But I left him on the bench, too. I didn't want to say nothing, but add another 0. I left him on the bench too. I'm bummed. Yo, can we talk about it?
I left him on the bench.
Can we talk about it?
I didn't want to say it.
Young J-Rock. They cooking.
It will make you sick.
The Eagles are cooking. They in the kitchen with the fire.
Well, we all knew Atlanta won shit, but I thought
but I didn't know it was like this.
And
then
I didn't know it was like this. Atlanta always plays better at home, bro.
Did I pick the Eagles?
They are at home, fam.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They always play better at home, so that's why I thought that I was good picking them for this week. Hold on, I got you, J-Rock.
I just didn't know what was up. This is an ass whip.
Nah, you chose Philly, bro.
I know. I'm just saying this is ass whip. I know
J-Rock.
I chose these nasty dudes. I'm just saying, geez, bro.
You chose
they
Atlanta.
Making look
yeah,
easy.
You chose Dirty Bird.
I chose ATL Shorty.
The only ones that went Philly was J-Rob, Chillwell. Yeah, that's it. J-Rob and Chillwell.
Yeah, yo, but yo, listen. They are putting
Mike Williams. Oh, that's Keenan Allen. Yo, Herbert is the fucking man, bro.
Who are they playing again?
Washington.
Yeah. I don't think Washington's secondary could rock what I was either.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I tell you, we got one of the best secondaries in the league. But, yo, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen has been fucking them up all game, bro. And Herbert, of course. Herbert got 337 out this bitch.
Oh,
Mike Williams got eight receptions for 82.
I need to know what's going
touchdown.
On. Yo, son, something happened to somebody? Because I did not expect Pittsburgh to beat them.
At the game?
Yeah.
At the ball game?
No, it ain't over.
Yo, they got to the goal line and nailed it. No, I'm talking about the Chargers. They got to the goal line and nailed it, son. Like, that's
wow.
It. They're taking this victory home, son. And it's about $1.30 left on the clock, bro. They like, screw that, son. It's a wrap. That's what I'm talking about, Chargers. That's what I needed, baby.
Let me check on
y'all, man. Wait till my predictions come out tomorrow. I should have told my predictions now while we on air. But my Giants coming on. I ain't got any jack. But I got the Chargers being like,
another
defender would be like 13. Yo, Chandler Jones got another one?
No.
I'm about to go get it.
Let me go see.
Oh, I'm about to say, bro. I was about to say. No, he don't got six sacks, bro. He's trying. He going for Derrick Thomas, bro?
Oh, he got that. He got the belt.
Yeah, with Derrick Thomas. Tired. They both got seven.
That is crazy how Calvin Ridley got taken out of this game due to Matt Ryan just not being the one. That I could have never saw that.
Not being the one.
Yo, he is not the
not
one,
being
bro.
The one.
He definitely the two.
So hold up. You don't think he's a Hall of Famer?
No, I don't think that in my mind. He is borderline under the table. What? Never. I've never felt Matt Ryan was a Hall of Famer, B. You talk about stinking it up, you know what's up. You know
stinking
what's up.
It up, you know what's up.
You know what's up. Him? Forget about it.
What time we come on, 4:25?
Yeah.
Doodle, B. Who else on right now, man? What's going on out here?
Yeah,
my Chargers just won. My Ravens gonna win tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why Black is putting the whoop spank on something. Pause. Yo. How many sacks does the Eagles have against Matt Ryan as a team? This is crazy.
Got to be at least eight.
They got to have at least eight, bro.
Didn't I tell y'all that Pittsburgh was going to beat Buffalo?
Yeah, you did.
We did.
Yeah.
Damn. We got some bullshit.
I left Corey Davis on the bench for Calvin Ridley. I think anybody would do that. I don't even got to apologize. That's why you putting the whoop spank on something black right now, about 30.
Who am I being? About 30.
Me. But you got Gordon left, you got Kelsey left, and Martinez left. I got Peppers, Hicks, the Ravens defense, Tucker, Andrews.
Okay.
Between Andrews, Tucker, Hicks, Peppers, and the Ravens defense, hopefully they could give me 30 in that. Did I leave any points on the bench? Yes, I did. With bum-ass Ronald Jones. I'm only calling him that because I'm mad at him. That's all. That was Tom Brady who did that to him. Hines gave 16 to the cause. But nobody's stupid enough to put Naheem Hines over that. Or Cook. Nobody's doing that. Cook gave me 28. Justin ain't come off today. It's sunny. But me and Black always split, though, for some reason. You know that, right, Black? Every year we split.
Yeah, we split.
Every year. For some reason, it's every
you
year
we split. You pretty good coming up, man. You start pretty good. You know what I mean? And,
so what you going to go this weekend, you think? 2-2 or 1-3?
Let me see. I'm doing better than I anticipated.
Yeah, I'm not looking the worst right now. You feel me?
Maybe. My defense ain't played yet. No kicker ain't go yet. I might have J-Rock, but that's the championship.
Did y'all see that hype up video? Did you like that, Rock?
Yeah, that shit was hard. So that's another one possibly. Nacho putting the whoop tank on me right now. Let me see what we're doing. We got 3 plays to go. I got 6. Yeah. I'm about to get that ass out there.
Yo, man, this Ronald Jones. Yo, what's up? Somebody want to do some trading? I got to see, because Tom Brady now I know run things. Yo, son, now I know he run things, B. Yo, he's the one that benched him, bro. I didn't know that. He is the one that benched Ronald Jones. Dead serious.
Oh,
Tom Brady. After he fumbled on that situation, Tom Brady benched him. He didn't play the rest of the game.
Tom Brady?
Yeah. Straight went over to the coach and was like, yo, we can't win with him. Can't play with him.
Actually, I'm looking pretty good in fantasy. I thought I wasn't. LLP the only one to really bust my ass that time. Even in my page, dude. I'm pretty
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
Refresh your arm.
What time are we going again?
4:25.
4:25, yep. Somebody, man. What is... All right, man. What you looking forward to seeing, man? What you looking forward to seeing?
I'm looking forward to seeing the offensive line doing something I didn't anticipate. I'm looking forward to seeing Saquon being Saquon like everybody else saying. Because I didn't believe that was gonna happen straight out the gate. And I'm looking forward to seeing Dane Jones having a good game, man. Because I think he's gonna put it together this season, man. I truly believe he will.
Told y'all. He be gonna be playing.
Yeah, I agree with
that. One fool. No, you ain't know nothing. Nah. Corey Davis again? Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Corey Clement is with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, he went there?
Yep, he's the third quarterback on the
round. This man making his rounds around the whole NFC East.
Yeah.
Making his round.
Now he got a bone to pick with us.
Yeah, he did. Y'all ain't want me?
Kept the rookie over me?
Go ahead. Yeah, right? You go ahead. You keep fumbling over there.
Yeah,
don't even fix the problem. You know what I mean? Don't even fix the problem. Keep bumbling and bumbling. Oh, man. Just
you know what? I'll have Chris Jones. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I had Chandler Jones. Thank you, Jesus. I thought I had Chandler Jones.
Thank you, I didn't make that mistake, bro. That would have haunted you like all night long, though, for real.
Yo,
like,
fam, because you keep looking at it for some reason like it's going to change.
Exactly, yo. Just looking at it, just roasting on an open fire on your bench.
You got Thielen against who, Shakes?
I think that's in League One.
All right, because my boy, my son, and your boy gonna get another chance to catch them passes because they just tied it up against Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going into overtime.
I got a feeling. Thank you, Black. I got a feeling.
That was a dumb one on my behalf. I doubled up and went down.
Yeah, I didn't hurt myself at all. I left a couple of points on the bench. Just a little something.
I don't know why, yo, but, yo, like you would not really expect Thielen to be like that, though, yo. But this man puts up numbers, bro.
Yeah, that was a bad ball.
Yeah. It's going to come down to, Odell Beckham is inactive, man.
What? That's what they're saying?
Yeah, bro.
Playing?
Nah, he's not playing, fam.
They were saying he was game time. They were saying he was looking like he was going to go, though, but I ain't trusted neither, though.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy because I really was like, I ain't had no doubt in my mind Saquon would be out there. But I just ain't had the same feeling with Beckham. I'm like, no. I ain't really had the same feeling with Dak Prescott neither. I was like, I don't know, man. But they probably still dangling, dog. So I seen them on Hard Knocks, and I was like, "Oh nah, he good. He's straight over there. Yeah, he's straight over there."
Once he got through the shoulder, I was like, "Yeah, he good."
He turned to the bonus coverage for us, bro. So I tell y'all what's going on. If y'all not seeing the Cincinnati.
Yeah,
the Vikings game.
Yeah, you know, that's the only one that's good right now. That yeah, they going. They going at it.
Yeah,
that's
let's
crazy. He's still playing. I can't believe Wiz Khalifa still on that team.
Let's see if Joe Burrow's a Montana.
His NFL career.
You heard, Shakes? Let's see if Joe Burrow's a Montana.
Okay. I wouldn't even say that, you know, this would tell me that he's not. But if he does pull it off, yeah, definitely puts it up on a notch.
First game back.
Yeah.
Right? First
y'all
game back.
Y'all seen on Power last night?
No, I didn't get a chance to see last night. I was doing too many things.
Oh.
But I'm caught. I'm all caught up on Mommy. Mommy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mommy.
Yo. Mommy.
Okay, Mommy.
Okay, Mommy.
Yo, what was wrong with your homeboy, son? Like that shit was disturbing my whole soul the whole night.
Yo, Sam, his whole conversation makes me mad. Y'all remember that from last year. You know what I'm saying? Gotta know.
Why do you start looking like that?
I don't know. Gotta know what we doing. You know what I mean? It's like I saw him come around the corner. Kid had two hats, shined on us, didn't know what to do, sat back. Why are you talking like that, man?
You talking like a bootleg DMX. You know what I'm saying? What
that's
the fight. Right. I was about to say that, bro.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, whatever it is, he's going to get wet.
Like you said in jail. Say, yo, he told Bokeem Woodbine, like you said, this is the family looking out for you. Save the money. Do right by the fam. Yo, J-Rock, you know that shit be getting me mad, right? Like when you be fake tough for no reason.
That motherfucker hit that show was like, hey, yo, CEO, let me call that motherfucker.
Yo,
it's
the butterfly.
You're right. The butterfly made him remind him.
Right,
like, bro,
talking about, yo, I got to get out of
you ain't
cool.
Free, bro.
At all.
You ain't free, bro.
So what's in that bag? We like records. Get that to my man so we can DJ in a block party. That'd be dope.
Hey, bro, you ain't know that they was about to rob me?
Yo, I hate his wig. I just need to say that right now before anything happens. I hate his wig. I hate his braid wig so bad. Yo, these Bengals and Vikings are for real. Ogunjobi be hacking up. You got Kirk Cousins shakes in fantasy?
Heck no.
I'm just asking.
Wish I knew the word. I'm so glad I ain't got those quarterback problems I had last year, man. Everybody was taking my quarterback. Lamar Jackson and everybody else. Leave my quarterbacks alone, man.
That's a bullshit situation.
I got
my own
little funky quarterback.
Nah, everybody went crazy and took Tom Brady from me and Aaron Rodgers. Straight up. Everybody know every year I grab Aaron Rodgers in every league since I've been playing for him. All of a sudden. Yeah, all of a sudden.
I'm not a writer, I'm a biter. That's how they is, yo. I'm not a writer, I'm a biter.
In the sack voice. Recognize the realness.
Real, man.
Yo, in 5 minutes, brothers, we about to go live, B. Straight up. It's on right now. My chest is pounding. Let me go drink water or something. I'm too old for this. Yeah, man. Let me take a couple of Super Mega Greens or something. Get my probiotics up. I'm bugging. Put some gear on, you know what I'm saying? Put some Giants pajamas on, a t-shirt or something.
No. How much?
Backed him all the way up to the 7. It was crazy.
Almost back in page.
Yeah, when your last name is Gay.
I know what you did.
More
cock.
It just, it ain't the same for you in life. Gay, cock, and Dickens. When your last name is that, man, you just, your life ain't right. Too much going on with you. Shakes. I saw my son yesterday from the UY. The safety. Let's talk about it.
Talking about Gervin Hall. I told you about that boy.
The one that, yeah, the one you gave.
Yeah,
the one you gave.
Gervin Hall.
That boy is nice, nice. That boy got range on him, boy. He know what's up. Stay healthy and his body got to develop just a little bit more. Like his strength in tackling, he kind of weak. Like it take him a lot to bring dudes down, pause. You need to, you know, you got to get a little stronger, just a little bit. But that's, you know, he's young still, man. He's 19 years old, 20 years old still. He's young. So it'll happen. Oh, my goodness. They try to take Joe Mixon head off just now. Don't do it. Son, don't do it. They try to doubt you too, son. I told everybody when you get to the league and you start getting in the end zone, they're going to forget about that slap. Nobody even think about that no more. Congratulations, and I love you. Well, it was a punch, actually. But don't nobody think about that. First domestically violent man that does not get ostracized right now in this day and age.
Bro, that wasn't no domestic violence. That was assault.
You know what, Black? You didn't have to do that.
It was self-defense.
I was trying to get my
bro.
I was trying to give my son some love.
Ain't nothing domestic about that. He ain't know that lady. That lady was all in his mix.
Right. No pun intended. Disrespecting. Getting crazy. Now what Kareem Hunt did, that was domestic.
Yeah, he knew that person.
But yeah, y'all, my bad, man. But yeah, I told you about them safeties, man. Durbin Hall,
yo.
Man. Yes, I told you, bro. That boy,
yo,
both of them is serious, yo.
I wanna see what they both run in a combine, bro. I think them dudes is two of the fastest safeties I've ever seen before so far. I need to see what they run in the combine.
And Bolden is just so instinctful. Like his instincts is just off the usable.
Yo, Eli Manning is just making a lot of money, bro. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
He's just making a lot of money.
Just sit back and make the dough.
Oh, it's time. Let me go downstairs. I'm bugging, son. I'm upstairs with the TV. No.
Come on, man. Go.
Time, B. Look at Giants standing up.
Man, no.
Looking like a thing out here. Let me go get the big remote, man. Playing games with these people.
Come
put
on,
this T-shirt
man.
On. Put these T-shirt on and these denim pajamas, man. They represent our boys.
Something
and we get in the rock
man.
First. Let's do it.
There we go. There we go.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go.
Who was that? That was your son?
Come on, man.
Shannon Spake. What a name, Shannon Spake.
Yeah. Let's go.
First run, 5 yards. Yeah. They doing what we said they was going to do, Black. Exactly what we said. Keep doing that. Keep his punk ass down in fantasy. Come on. Got him.
Let's go, Saquon.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about, Darius Slayton. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. What a throw, son. What a throw, son to son. Let's do it. Let's do it.
We got 5 on that.
Let's do it. Let them know, B. You're the fucking gingerbread man, if anybody can. You see? And this is where I start getting mad. What did I say? If we see one of the motherfucking in and arounds, right? This, you know what? I'm gonna just let me just.
Oh, free play, free play, free play, free play. Let's go, Slay. Let's go, Slay. Replay. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We're not playing with him.
Why in the hell would they do that in the direction, bro?
Black, I'm so tired of it, Black. I mentioned it on the show last week. Last week, Thursday, I mentioned it on the show. I said if Jason Jarrett do that fucking stupid ending around, we all see it coming from the couch. I fucking hate this nigga, man. You got the momentum like that, you go right back to running the ball. What's wrong with this dude? What the fuck is wrong with him, man? I really don't like him, man. Like, any other coordinator is going for the kill right now. Jason Voorhees. Clown.
Come on with the book with bull crap. Not right now, bro.
We told you what he was going to do, Shakes. We told you they was going to put him on that meal plan. They ain't going to feed him like that. He's going to be on that meal plan.
Like, man, like, I get it, but it's the first drive, bro.
They go for it.
You can go for it, though. 4th and 17.
Nah, we know what time it is, bro. If Joe Judge do some dumb shit like
this, he's going to him off.
Yeah, you know we'll be ostracized for some dumb shit like that.
Trying to catch him off side.
He'll lose his fucking job tonight.
That's stupid.
That shit was dumb, man.
That shit was so fucking stupid, see? With that stupid ass one play.
No, it's not just us. I hate all of them do it.
Stupid
shit,
man. Yo, Black, it makes me mad that I called the shit out literally. I said if he do that stupid fucking ending around, it's a stupid fucking play at that point in the drive. You got the defense all back there already.
I agree, man. That was definitely a dumb call, bro.
I did not want to see y'all right now in this situation. Okay. Okay, who's that? Who is that? Balake. Balake.
I said Balake.
What do you do?
Balake.
Oh, come on.
You know Pat Sherman wants this motherfucking game more than anybody.
Boy, that's just cutting it on grass.
My son went from the peak ankle. Go ahead, pick an ankle, Teddy.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, what did I tell y'all that I have a problem with us? The middle of the field, right?
Yeah.
Y'all remember the conversations we had? Shakes, you said on defense, what was your situation? Stopping the run. That was your thing. You said stopping the run. Come on, Graham. Dig in, bro. Dig in. Scheme it up. You got the best of the best right now. Scheme it up. Getting that wish, Shakes, early in the game, baby. The run cannot happen on us.
Yeah, we look a little confused out there, man.
Yeah.
Son out there abusing us on the scene. Zola, he got crazy big, son. Zola is large out there, Paul.
Yeah, fam. He look like he grown. He grown into he grown man body. Okay, Adoree. Okay.
All right, that ankle looked good.
Yeah. Yo, why are they showing this clip, man? I need to see what type of coverage they're playing on Gallagher. Huh?
So I'll know exactly what's going on with him in his life. And I'm looking so serious at that left side of the line. Let's get that out there. The left side of the line, and what coverage is they playing on Galladay?
Everybody out there, everybody on the field, man. Everybody out there. Ain't no damn excuse.
Look at Kyle Rudolph holding Von Miller accountable. Not letting nothing happen. See? Okay, Kadarius. And Shakes, they doing exactly what you didn't want them to do. Gadget playing. Everything you didn't want them to do is what they doing with my son. Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. Von Miller. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, he's holding the ball too long, though. You got to do something, man. Pat the damn ball.
I mean, that, yo, Nate Solder ain't put up nothing right there. Jesus. He didn't put up nothing. Like, right off the snap. Like, right off the snizzy. Give up. Give something, though. Give something, though. Can you just push him? Just push him, though. Like.
At this point, I know what Nate Solder is, right or left. So I ain't even trying to give him no credits or kudos or nothing until he do something.
They having them sit down in the zone, bro, already. I can see what we doing on defense. They having them sit down in the zone.
Here, Anthony Mabasa is doing the same. That's what it says. What the hell was your son doing, Shane? He was running the other way. He thought the ball was running back. Eliminate half the football field. Give them a linear progression. Short, Ain't no mother girl cut his head off.
Look at my son beating up on offensive linemen. Tay Crowder getting stronger. I see you. Mm-hmm. Come on, fellas. What are we doing out here? Wagwan. Yo, who's that? That was horrible. That was horrible. That was a horrible coverage play by Reggie Ragland. Black, wait till you see it. It's set up all the way. You're going to see it like a 20-inch Zenith. It's set up. It's horrible. I knew they was going to take his ass right off the field after that. Yeah, I think Graham got us two separated out over the zone and giving up that middle.
Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like so far. Looked like he was worried about the run, that's why.
Yeah, it looked like he's worried about over the middle, too, because he keeps on stacking, but he got the linebackers playing up close, and he got that big section over the middle. I think he feel like one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, coverage, we could play them one-on-one. I think he feel like... Because they're killing us with that steam and that curl route. They're killing us. It's the same route. It's either on the left side or the right side. They're killing us with it.
Ooh, get him!
Okay. Okay.
They cried all over.
Okay. My son and your son. You heard, Shakes? Darnay and McKinney. My son and your son. Get that range. I ain't hear nothing about Darnay Holmes. The whole training camp, he out there getting crazy.
Woo,
here we
good.
Go. Here you go. You gonna be mad as shit, Black.
They went for it on four?
Oh, no. Told you what they doing. Damn shit.
Ooh. And Patrick killing us right now.
Yeah. But it's the same route, Black.
It's the same route. It's that small seam route over the middle. It's the same route. That's their go-to route on this drive. They're not killing us in no other area. No goals, no sides, no wheels, no slants. Right, the same route, Black. Right there at the middle. What is he going to do? Is he going to adjust? Teddy Bridgewater has completed 5 passes in between 8 and 15 yards in the same spot at the left, on the left-hand side of the center. What's over there that's weak? Y'all got to help me. Who's on the right side for the Giants, which would mean the left side for Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh, my God. Hey, you're right. They are killing us with that route.
It's the same route, bro. In between 5 to 12 yards, the same route. Just a seam
right.
route up the seam, turn around, curl around. Same route.
On the left side?
Yeah, that's the left side for Teddy Bridgewater, but it's the right side for us on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody wants to. Go get some snacks.
Nah, bro, I can't even get a snack right now. My mind is on something else. I need to know who's lined up on our right side that Patrick Graham has not made an adjustment in this drive that this man completed 5 passes in the same place. I just need to know. Donnay Holmes saved the touchdown. Okay, Big Cat.
Yeah, Big Cat. Damn, y'all, I'm moving down this field. It's fucking easy, man.
J-Rock,
yeah,
you watched that drive, right? What's your assessment of that drive, bro?
So you're talking about when the Giants had the ball?
No.
was when Teddy B just had the rap.
Oh. One, they don't respect his defense. They went for it in fourth down and got it, which is bullshit.
Slight defense. Them but don't break, baby. I'm glad we got out that drive with only giving up three, man.
I hope we can sustain a drive to give them boys they win back.
They call it Vimbodon break when that happens, but when they score, that's when it's over.
Right. Exactly. And I hope, like I said, give our boys, I'm saying we can have a nice drive to help them get their win back, bro. Because that was a long-ass drive for them.
You see what Von Miller did to Nate Sullivan?
Talk about it.
Right inside. Put his hands on the inside, threw him back, sack.
No resistance.
The ball.
Yeah, but what?
My grandma would have said, you bigger than him. Why he do that to you?
The ball.
I'm bigger than him.
You can see they shoulder is uncomfortable over there. His kick slide was horrible.
That's what I was kind of worried about.
Put Kyle Rudolph back over there to hem him up like how he did. Kyle Rudolph hemmed Von Miller up the first time and let him know I'm not the one to play with. Put him back over there and help out.
Yeah, I felt better with him being on the right side. And I had concerns, man. The damn ball, man.
Thank God, hey, I see you, boy.
I got a lot of games right this week. Come on, bro.
Guess what? Daniel Jones is
turf mall. Third and seven. That's sounded like that first time, huh? Come on.
God damn, y'all no flag? Thank you. Damn. Come on, Daniel, man. Good job, Booker. They don't run on the left side of the ball.
I'ma do y'all all a favor, right? I'ma do y'all all a favor and not say nothing so I can hear the out of control noise in the background for y'all. Because my son is watching the game with us, and I want him to understand how important it is when your friends are excited. So I'm going to mute myself so you can get excited. Just do me a favor. Try not to curse too much, my guys, just because he's listening. But
yeah,
I'm gonna,
Chef.
That's all.
Yeah, Chef. I heard. I ain't see it yet, though.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chef.
Apex, baby. Apex, baby. Predator. You hear this shit, baby? You.
This is why I drafted this shit up all my
Chef. Chef. Dang. Play him neither. I told you I played Ingram. It was out of them three. Chef. Ingram or Hartman. Yeah, Melvin Ingram. God, oh. And both of them coming off, Melvin Ingram ain't doing nothing. Yay, shut. Is they running on them? Chubb scored. Let's go, Giants. I need a Barkley touchdown now. I need a Barkley touchdown, y'all. I'm going to get it, y'all. I'm going to get me a Barkley touchdown. Come on, y'all. My dad said Cleveland is taking it to Kansas City right now. It's only 8-3, though.
You know my son quite slow.
I don't know if any, yeah, man. like Cleveland can match up with them scoring wise. So even though they ain't scoring right now, nobody's scoring. But I thought this would be a good game. Remember, I said it ain't too many games. I felt like people was gonna be blowing them out. But those 1 o'clock games, it was a lot of blowouts. I mean, not Ingram. I keep calling him Ingram. I mean, Gordon. I keep calling him Ingram. Melvin Ingram. Oh, yeah, Melvin, yeah. Gordon, I mean. Oh, Alvin Kamara.
You're answering my texts, though. Because
they ain't with him. Uh-huh. Let us be down 14-0, man. You ain't hearing nothing. Now we need the defense to step up. I'm on a turnover.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Want a turnover.
Come on.
Hey, come on with this bull, yo. Stop buffering on me, dog.
Who got Alvin Kamara? None of us, right?
Yeah, I got him in a Yahoo league. But I don't
got him in no. Oh, okay. You don't got him. Yeah, you don't got him in us. Crab legs out there acting right.
You getting crazy?
Yo, you know what? I'm tired of it, Black. I'm tired of it. I held it in. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it right now, Patrick Graham. I'm tired of it. That's 9 passes at the same point in position on the left seam. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it, bro. Come on. Come on. You tired of it, son? I'm tired of it. Say, I'm tired of it. You know what? You ain't my son.
That was good. He's gonna have a big game, man. So I felt like Gronk was gonna have a better one. Yeah, good blitz. Mm-hmm. Ain't going nowhere, boy. Blitz, my son.
Supposed to tell me what's going on, son. You ain't know what's going on?
Goddamn, buffering, man. Come on, yo.
Nah.
What you doing?
Yeah. No, it'll burn. You mean peroxide.
Let's go. I'm off the stair, baby.
Hold on. Your boy making mistakes out here, Shay.
Let's go.
Come on with the buffer.
This buffer is killing me, dog.
What's wrong with Teddy Bridgewater Health?
Damn, man. That's Judy.
Yo, that was a straight hole on Dexter Lawrence.
Yeah.
You know what happened? Yeah, you saw the hole on Dexter Lawrence. Got away with that big time. But, yeah, you know what happens to your boy now, Jakes.
I knew he was going to call that bullshit.
Yo, I want to see that. We took the rock. And Ryan Logan. Did I start him? Did I start him? What a play, Logan Ryan. What a play. What a play, Logan Ryan.
Listen, Devin.
Did I start him? Did I play him?
Yeah, I thought, baby.
Yo, the whole preseason, the whole training camp, this dude has been doing what he needed to do. And that's why training camp and preseason is important, because some people just show what they're going to bring right into the regular season. Look at Logan Ryan and Sterling Shepard showing what it is.
That boy right there, champion. That boy, champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I left him on the bench.
Overturned. But this is just one of the closer ones. It's a fairly good call. All the elements are there, but when does he have the ball and where is his team? Yeah, baby.
They overturned it?
Nah.
They overturned that
stayed,
shit.
Stayed, nope, it stayed on the, it stayed with us. First and 10, baby.
Oh, that's us.
Come on, oh. I'm there another 7, man. Give me a fake one. Give me a fake one, Seth. All right, put Pert in there.
I hate it. I hate it.
It took sold out.
Fucking Jason Garrett, bro.
I ain't like him on that right side, man.
Now he got the personnel. You trying to tell me Shep with the mismatch, Galladay down the block, Slayton got a mismatch too. You couldn't draw up nothing for them to just get 10, 8, fight for one maybe. You couldn't draw nothing up right there? Nothing? Nothing?
That protection broke down, though.
But I'd rather see the protection break down and you call a play where the ball should have went somewhere than the protection break down and the ball not go nowhere at all. Them hot reads with whack.
He ain't really
had
no time. As soon as he hiked the ball, he had to roll out and the blitz was coming. So he just had to make a decision.
Yeah, we know. It's always the same. That's what you get when Devin Booker is running the ball. That's what you get when you throw Elijah Penny, a fullback, a pass out of the backfield.
That's the play call that I ain't like.
Yeah, what was Elijah Penny doing on second and 9?
Yeah, why did you like that matchup?
I don't know.
Jason Jackson. Has Patrick Graham adjusted? We shall see.
Oh,
That's on Sonic Cheeseburger ain't look good at all. That shit, they was supposed to get me hungry like that. They failed, bro.
That's how you know you don't. That's how you know you don't like somebody play calling. Right there. Your food don't look good.
Shut up. I felt like it was the fandom in me and shit. So I was like, nah. I ain't going to do that to my pops. Now, if it was my team, I probably would have went with Shut.
Thank you. My boys ain't talking to me no more. What's going on?
They're putting that work in on us, son. They're putting that work in on us.
Situation now with 13 seconds. You know, now you got also
Yo, Rock. Yo, J-Rock.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
It's me and you only, boy.
Huh?
It's only me and you, bro.
Everybody dropped off?
That situation made them drop off. We know they ain't drop off.
Damn. Bro, it's like that.
Yeah, because people now respect my whole Jason Jarrett thought. Now everybody respect it now.
That's crazy.
On a 2nd and 9, you thought you was going to get Elijah Penny out there.
It's crazy, man.
And was dead serious. Second and nine, this critical juncture in the game where you could possibly put a drive together before half, get some points on the board because they received the ball in the second half, take momentum from them. They don't have that drive, and that's what you do.
Plus, the defense didn't rest. You see what happened? Defense ain't getting no rest. They lit up the score.
It's Patrick Graham's fault to me.
You think so?
I know so. Teddy Bridgewater has completed 11 passes in the same area. When the fuck are you going to close the middle up? You got to close the middle of the field up, bro. Every pass that Teddy Bridgewater completed on fourth down and third down and long has been in the seams. He's playing this zone, but he has Bradbury playing wherever he's lined up against, whatever side. And everybody in back of him doesn't understand the zone scheme as well. So he has to hold his man for more seconds to help them out in their zone scheme, but they're not in position, so it's easily somebody there.
Yeah.
Tim Patrick is a mismatch against who? Who's guarding Tim Patrick? Darnay Holmes.
Isn't it?
It's Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, and Tim Patrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tim Patrick is coming out of the slot.
It's Holmes, right?
It's a super mismatch. Yes. But instead of putting him on him like, you know, playing defense, like pressing him, he's putting Darnay Holmes in a zone. And Tim Patrick is way better than Darnay Holmes, and we see it. That whole drive was Tim Patrick.
Yeah, so even the touchdown.
Even the touchdown. Come on, man. It ain't hard. It ain't hard.
Well, Green Bay ain't putting up no points. Come on,
crazy.
Green Bay.
Yo, the team
no,
is crazy.
That. I love that.
The team that I'm thinking is going to be doing their thing.
What? Are Cleveland putting it on them like that?
Damn. Yo, even the Steelers beat Buffalo today.
I knew the Steelers were going to beat Buffalo. I think I picked the Steelers. With two of them.
Oh no.
They ain't putting them. They only got a touchdown. That's a close game, right there. Joe Tyrod Taylor,
they put
points on the board. Man.
Yeah.
People were sleeping on him. He put up almost 300 yards passing.
Mm-hmm. But that's how Tyrod Taylor always start out.
That's
he always
true.
Start the first couple of games good. You feel me? It's when he get into the season is on.
And they got film on him. And now
right.
Now they can figure that out.
Or he on a team that ain't really going to produce like that or win like that, They may win a couple of games for him to look pretty decent, but it ain't really happening like that. Like when he was on Buffalo, they won a couple of games. Yeah. He looked pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Kept himself around in the league, but it wasn't nothing like that. Then what? He went to the Browns after that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You saw what happened when he went to the Browns. Then right after that, he went to Cleveland. We saw what happened when he went to Cleveland. Punctured that boy lung. And I'm sorry, the Chargers.
The Chargers, yeah.
Yeah, punctured that boy lung.
You can't help but think that they did that shit on purpose.
Yo, bro,
you can't help but think
I've
that.
I've never even heard of a doctor puncturing other niggas' lungs.
Exactly. So if you're a doctor, you've been doing this for how long? You know where to actually put the damn needle. How you make that mistake?
Word. What's going on? Let me see if it's any other games on. If I don't want to hear, I hate the fact that in New York, right, when there's no games on, I'm sorry, when it's halftime, they go to news.
Yeah.
Like, they go to the news. A man was attacked in the bed. Lower man, I don't want to hear about that. Like, I'm watching football. So at least on Channel 2, the Cleveland and Kansas City game is on. Damn, man, I would have been at least tied with Black 5 or 6 points. I left mad points on the board because I chose the better players, but the lesser players showed up. There's no way in hell you picking Corey Davis over Calvin Ridley.
True.
In no week. I don't care what week matchup it is. You are not picking Corey Davis over Calvin Ridley. They shut him down, bro. I did not expect the Eagles to do that to them, man.
I didn't think they were going to put it that type of point. 32 points.
Right. Yeah. Right, bro. Nobody expected that. And I didn't expect Ronald Jones to have two.
Yeah, that was disappointing. It's like, as soon as he fumbled, he was gone. That was
Tom Brady. Tom Brady sent him. Tom Brady sent that boy to the sidelines, bro. I could not believe that, though. But I'm saying it's the game opener. He didn't play no more for the rest of the 48 minutes. He didn't play no more.
But he's a better runner than Fournette.
He's a better runner. He's a more scut. He can make you miss. He's a way better runner. Some of them things that Fournette was doing, Ronald Jones would have been able to easily execute. Like catching that pass and running. Fournette is a big body bruiser.
And that's it.
Yeah, he's not shifty. He's not making you miss. He's not. Dalvin did what he was supposed to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
I left Dalvin Cook. Left 16 points on the bench with Nyheim Hines. 13 points with Singletary, which those ain't really too bad. 24 with Corey Davis.
Oh, Singletary?
Right now,
I don't know what happened.
And right now, Logan
Martin
got 12.
You know, they deactivated Zach Moss, and he was healthy.
That's crazy.
So I thought that was going to be like a – they was going to share carries running
yeah,
back by committee,
happened.
But they – that.
Yeah, if they did that to Zach Moss, something happened, bro. Something happened. We'll find out. Bobby Wagner gave 11 points, but Shaq Barrett gave me 9. So I ain't too upset at that. So I still got I got Hicks left. I got Hicks left. The Ravens defense. Mark Andrews, Justin Tucker, the Ravens defense. Yo, Jabril Peppers has 0. That's crazy.
He didn't get one tackle?
Yo, not one. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
You're not even around the ball. Sterling Shepard's going to have a big year. That's what I'm more than half of my leagues, I picked him up.
All right. This is crazy, Rock. Yeah, this week ain't go the way I wanted it to go whatsoever. Did not expect Minnesota to lose to Cincinnati, bro. Same, yo, the same place, J-Rock. Are you watching?